Hey everyone, welcome back. You know how much we love going deep on anything really, but especially food and drinks. So I'm super excited for this one.
Yeah.
Cafe Nairobi, their coffee.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
It's supposed to be like top-notch, and their whole thing is shade-grown coffee.
Interesting.
So that's what we're diving into today.
A cool
We've
way.
got some of Cafe Nairobi's marketing stuff here. We can take a look and see what they have to say about shade-grown.
Yeah, sounds good.
And hopefully we can all learn a little something about what makes this kind of coffee so special, but also like, why should we care, right? Like, what does it mean for the environment and what it all means for us coffee lovers?
Exactly, the bigger picture.
So to kick things off, can you just like break it down for us? What exactly are we talking about when we say shade grown coffee?
Sure. So basically, shade grown coffee is exactly what it sounds like. It's coffee that's grown under a canopy of trees, like a natural forest setting.
Oh.
And this is super different from how a lot of coffee is grown, like sun grown coffee, where they just clear out huge
Right,
areas.
just rows and rows of coffee plants.
Yeah, exactly. And that can have some not so great impacts on the environment.
So this shade thing sounds a lot better already. So Cafe Nairobi, they're saying that the shade actually like makes the coffee taste better. Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's because the coffee cherries grow slower in the shade. The beans have more time to develop those complex flavors.
Like slow cooking almost.
Exactly. The shade keeps things cool and even lets those cherries ripen at their own pace, no rush.
Okay, so that makes sense. And I actually saw on their website too that they're talking about how their farms are like little havens for wildlife. They even have pictures of all these cool birds and animals.
Oh, yeah, that's a big part of shade-grown coffee. These farms can support a crazy amount of biodiversity, which is amazing for the environment.
Like, what kind of animals are we talking?
I mean, everything. You've got all sorts of birds, like the African paradise flycatcher. It's this bright orange bird with a long tail. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
And then there's the crowned eagle, which is like this huge, powerful predator.
I would want to run into that.
Yeah, they're impressive. And then you have all sorts of insects, reptiles, even mammals making their homes on these farms.
That's so cool. It's like a whole ecosystem just thriving because of coffee.
Exactly. And that's where the idea of ecosystem services comes in.
Ecosystem services.
Yeah, it's basically all the good things that nature does for us for free. Things like pollination, pest control, clean air and water,
Oh, right. Okay.
and shade-grown coffee farms. They're like powerhouses for these services.
So by choosing shade-grown coffee, we're actually helping to support a healthier environment.
100%.
Now let's talk about sustainability because Cafe Nairobi is really pushing that angle too. What's the connection there?
Well, the shade trees, they do a lot to protect the soil. They prevent erosion, help keep the soil fertile so the farmers don't have to use as many chemicals.
Oh, that makes sense.
And that's better for everyone. It's healthier for the farmers and the land, and it also means we get a higher quality product.
So it's a win-win all around.
Totally. I mean, it's not just about the coffee itself. It's about the entire system. It's supporting the farmers. It's helping the environment. It's creating a more sustainable way to produce one of our favorite drinks.
It's like you're saying it's a whole chain reaction of good stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
I'm actually like genuinely impressed. I'm looking at my coffee cup right now in a whole new light.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it, right?
Totally.
Right.
I mean, I'm used to just grabbing a bag of beans at the store without even thinking about it, but now, like, I know that there are options.
Yeah.
And those choices actually matter.
They do.
And honestly, shade-grown coffee sounds so much better, like richer, more interesting, and knowing that it's good for the planet and the farmers. That just makes it taste even better. So, to everyone listening, I'm curious, what are your thoughts? Like, would you be willing to switch to shade-grown? What are the things that are important to you when you're buying coffee? Let's start a conversation in the comments.
Yeah, definitely.
Because at the end of the day, we all deserve a good cup of coffee, but why not make it a good cup of coffee that's also doing some good in the world?
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.